Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to get right into Persecuted, the movie. Listen, CBN's reporting not just the movie, but a movement. And they have the story behind the story, if you will, and they get a chance to talk to the writer slash director, Daniel Lesko, and he begins to share how he wrote, the Holy Spirit empowered him to write the story. Mm-hmm. And so listen and watch as they begin to just unpack how this movie got started and what's the goal of it. Watch this.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant, that your crusades may even threaten the freedoms of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must constantly be defended.
Daniel, what inspired you to write Persecuted?
The Holy Spirit inspired me to write Persecuted. I woke up one morning and it was there. The government was trying to take control of everything, including the very source that gave our country its foundation, which is biblical truth.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance.
James Remar plays lead character, evangelist John Luther. We met on location during filming in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Tell me about John Luther.
John Luther is the hero of our story, and he becomes a major evangelist at the level of a Billy Graham at a time when America becomes an unwelcoming environment for the gospel. And he's discredited. He is tarnished. He's taken away from his family and his ministry, and eventually has to go on the run as a fugitive to prove the truth.
Actor and comedian Brad Stein plays Luther's right-hand man, Ryan Morris.
Is your character a good guy or a bad guy?
I'm really not at liberty to give you that kind of information. And I'm surprised and shocked that you would ask such a probing question. I thought this was a Christian network, for crying out loud.
But that's why I'm a good reporter.
You are a good reporter. You know, I don't know. I think what makes Ryan Morris so interesting is that a lot of human beings consider themselves good. And he is sort of wooed and manipulated by a senator to say, perhaps you need to step in and take over for this failed ministry. So I think you won't really know if he's good or bad.
So John, what is your opinion of the primary tenets of the Faith and Fairness Act?
Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson and I both have roles in Persecuted. She as the news anchor who questions John Luther's motives, and myself as a legal expert who talks about Luther's checkered past.
And leaving the scene of an accident. Talk about a relapse.
Well, you played a very powerful role. And I'll just say this, Wendy, our own Wendy Griffith from the 700 Club is an important role in the movie. And again, establishes the credibility of the case against John Luther.
Do you mind if we get a picture of my daughter?
So basically you have a famous evangelist, John Luther, who is framed for murder by a member of Congress because he's standing in the way of the sweeping religious reform. Is this really fantasy, or is this something that you could actually envision happening in America?
But it really is beginning, because we allow ourselves to be silenced in the name of political correctness. In fact, a very close friend who is highly involved in levels of government, he looked at the story and he said, this scenario of religious reform is happening at the United Nations. There is a bill that is exactly what you're talking about.
Why is Persecuted not your typical Christian film?
Well, we have an all-star cast in the film of Persecuted, and I think it's because we have an all-star story that has come in sync with the pulse that is happening across our country, and I think people are picking up on that regardless of what political view you come from.
Brad, what do you hope people are going to take away from this movie?
The seats. We want them to take the seats from the theater because nobody will expect that. They'll come back in. There's no seats. What happened? There'll be a big national exposure. Christians stealing theater seats. Get us tons of publicity. We'll bring them back. But this time we will have anointed them and laid hands so they're even holy seats. And consequently, people come on. We'll get saved even if they go see, you know, Saw 5. So it's going to be a completely spiritual journey that nobody saw coming.
Wow. Persecuted. Definitely a movie that you want to see. My goodness. I mean, Listen, this is really going to be really, really
good.
Yeah,
it looks good.
In theaters today, check your local listings. Supported. Listen, not only don't go by yourself, take a friend, buy a couple of tickets, and check it out.
Well, movies like this, it is so significant because I've encountered a lot of people that they see a good movie and the common response is, I'll just wait till it comes out on video. Support the producer. Yeah. Support the team. You think about God. God has given us gifts that so many have had, but you think about it. They have given the ability, the technology, the support, the materials to make a production like this, and they're deciding to just pour out their moments to honor God.
Yeah. This is real life. This is out of the pages of what's happening in could be happening in DC today. And if you don't have empathy for someone that's going through being persecuted, guess what? It's about to happen to you. So these are really important times and important issues that we're talking about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.